We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hoş geldiniz, benevolent viewers. That is welcome in Turkish, a language spoken by around 70 million people, mainly in the country of Turkey. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khoft Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Iridanet City, channel Z26 on Urha Tinga Cable TV and channel 50 on Kimur Cable TV. In Swatev, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Daran Broadcasting System. In Ulha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Kwan U Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Jordan and Iraq reach a free trade agreement. In environmental news, youth from 110 countries meet in Korea to promote the protection of our planet. In community news, U.S. inmates help keep an animal shelter open. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October the 18th, is the Independence Day of Azerbaijan, observing its autonomy gained in 1991. Azerbaijan's rich heritage can be seen in the walled city of Baku, part of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. The architecture there shows influences from Zoroastrian, Sasanian, Arabic, Persian, Shirvani, Ottoman and Russian cultures. Azerbaijan is home to the famous Azik Cave, considered one of the oldest human settlements in the world. We wish a marvelous Independence Day to the hospitable people of Azerbaijan.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Greece. In late August, a fire that began northeast of the Greek capital of Athens was quickly spread by unpredictable winds. The government declared a state of emergency, and thousands of people were forced to evacuate their homes in the northern suburbs as thousands of hectares of land were consumed by flames. In the worst affected districts of Pendeli, Rhodopoli and Stamata, many people lost their houses and belongings. Meanwhile, other parts of Greece were also scorched by various blazes, including the central Aegean island of Skyros, the Ionian island of Zakynthos, and Sparta's Megula district.
On August 23rd, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly offered $15,000 for emergency aid and to help the elderly and children as she expressed her condolences and prayers. The following update was sent by our association's relief team via foreign group upon Supreme Master Qinghai's request.
October 7th, 2009, Most Loving Master, regarding fire relief work in Greece. From September 25th to 30th, our relief team from Bulgaria visited the affected families in Pendeli, Athens, mountainous region. We brought food, blankets, towels, sheets, cloths, and SOS flyers to 27 families. Many elderly people who lost their homes were touched to tears for Master's timely care and love, which was the first to have reached them. We thank Pendeli Mayor Dimitrios Sturgiou Kapsalis, who immediately sent one of his assistants to help us. To show his gratitude for Master's love, the Mayor gave Master the emblem of their association, as well as a letter of appreciation. We thank Master for all the comfort you brought to the fire-affected people in Greece. With our deepest love, Bulgarian Relief Team.
Supreme Master Qinghai had the following response. Dear compassionate hearts, thank you. I have no words to convey my sorrow and heartfelt sympathy to these suffering people. Pray that God sustains their spirit to go on and give them courage to rebuild from ash. Qinghai.
The following is an excerpt of the Mayor's letter of appreciation.
Allow me to express to you my warmest thanks for the great sensitivity you have shown to support the fire-stricken families of the municipality of Pendeli and of the county of Rhodopoli. Such acts of honor raise human nature. Yours sincerely, Dimitrios Sturgiou Kapsalis, President of Counties and Municipalities of Mountain Pendeli and Mayor of Pendeli.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for permission to share these details and thank our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our appreciation for the aid of Mayor Dimitrios Sturgiou Kapsalis and his assistant. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's full-hearted support that brings comfort to the distressed and for the earnest endeavours of our association's relief team. With the grace of the divine, may such disasters lessen through humanity's united transition toward kinder ways.
Ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Doing her best to both create crops for eating and...
Bill Gates supports world farmers. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announced a $120 million US dollar donation to boost agricultural production in developing countries. Speaking at the World Food Prize annual meeting in Iowa, USA, the Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist said, "Melinda and I believe that helping the poorest smallholder farmers grow more crops and get them to market is the world's single most powerful lever for reducing hunger and poverty. The funds will be specifically directed toward education for African farmers on the benefits of crops like legumes and sweet potatoes, along with technologies that support development of local markets, as well as helping women in India improve water management and their standard of living."
Why do we think agriculture is so important? Well, of the billion people who live on less than a dollar a day, three-quarters of those are small farmers. Over 800 million of these people suffer from chronic hunger. So the idea of improving outputs is not only for them to have cash crops, but to have more sustenance.
Our gratefulness, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and heaven bless your generosity in promoting sustainable agriculture in India and Africa. Wishing the farmers and their families wholesome and abundant harvests.
International Energy Agency focus turns to low carbon economies. Ministers from the 28 members of the International Energy Agency, or IEA, met recently in Paris, this time to discuss economies based on clean energy. Founded during the 1970s as a means to coordinate energy supplies, the IEA has more recently turned its attention to sustainable energy economies. With China, India and Russia participating in the talks for the first time, meeting chair Dutch Economy Minister Maria van der Hoeven called the event a historic moment as she commended the group's collaboration on the combined goals of energy security, economic growth and environmental sustainability. "Our sincere congratulations, Your Excellencies, in attendance at the International Energy Agency Conference. We wish you much success in your shared efforts to achieve a sustainable energy future."
Senior commander pledges support for Somali government. Meeting in the Somali presidential palace, Mr. Shuke Abdirahman Odawa of the Hizbul group relinquished his arms and renounced his group's former resistance. Meanwhile, scores of men arrived at Somali bases across the country to hand in their weapons to government officials. National Security Minister Abdullahi Mohamed Ali, who was present at the meeting with other top Somali officials, expressed his happiness and asked other groups to emulate Mr. Odawa's decision. "Our thanks, Mr. Odawa, for your wise choice of peace. May all of Somalia's citizens be blessed with a secure and harmonious homeland."
New Zealand's Progressive Party urges alcohol reform. Leader of the New Zealand Progressive Party and former Associate Minister of Health Jim Anderton is calling for more controls on alcohol. In a forum dedicated to the topic, the party chief stated that the economic costs to New Zealand total between $2 and $3 billion a year, when health costs, loss of work, and costs to the justice system are all tallied. Moreover, a recent national survey showed that especially young people suffer harm from the substance, with 1 in 7 people aged 16 to 17 years having injured themselves in the past year due to their drinking. The Progressive Party is thus calling for measures that decrease the availability of alcohol, such as raising the minimum drinking age, reducing sale outlets, and prohibiting some forms of advertising. "Honourable Mr. Anderton and Progressive Party members, we applaud your healthful initiatives. May all New Zealanders, and indeed citizens worldwide, enjoy the clear-minded liberty of alcohol-free living."
Spanish region bans discounted drink times. In efforts to curb especially youth alcohol consumption, the popular tourist area of Catalonia has banned so-called happy hour, or special promotion times for drinks in bars and nightclubs. This includes prohibiting discounts, such as 2 drinks for the price of 1, or unlimited drinks for a certain fee.
Catalonia's public health director, Antoni Plasencia, said, "We must protect citizens, and we want to impede the uncontrolled consumption of alcohol." Spain's health ministry also announced on Thursday, October 15th, that the ban may be extended nationally. Kudos, government of Catalonia and Spain, for this preventative measure to safeguard youth and citizens. May leaders worldwide enact similar policies that provide freedom from harmful intoxicants as these for the peaceful and vibrant living of all.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum, liver disease, cardiovascular disease, mental toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage, alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Ireland's animal welfare group celebrates ban on fur farming. At Ireland's Green Party conference on negotiations for the new programme for government, it was agreed that fur farming will be phased out over the next 3 years as part of Ireland's next move in establishing farm animal welfare standards.
Miss Laura Buxton of the Irish Coalition to Abolish the Fur Trade described the government's move to ban fur farming as a landmark victory, while Miss Bernie Wright of the Alliance for Animal Rights said the conference was the best day in 20 years of the campaign for animals. A big bravo and many thanks, Government of Ireland and the Green Party, for your commitment to protecting the rights of our valued animal friends. May heaven bless the Irish people with continued noble ideals and ever harmonious coexistence with all life.
Save our planet. Alpine birds in danger. At a recent meeting in Austria, expert ornithologists explained that many birds living in the Alps face habitat loss as climate change continues to take its toll. The survival of such birds as the Eurasian swift and the reed warbler is threatened, while populations of snow chickens have already decreased by one-third. It saddens us to know of the plight of our avian co-inhabitants in the Alps and around the world due to global warming. May our harmonious actions to restore the environment support their soon return to a flourishing state. As part of her tireless efforts and care for all beings, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded of humanity's responsibility as stewards of the ecosphere during the July 2008 Heart Touch Tour video conference in Formosa or Taiwan.
Everyone knows by now that protecting the environment, protecting the animals are actually protecting ourselves. So we must protect the environment and the world. They can take care of themselves. We should have more rules, more guidelines to protect a natural habitat, because sometimes we overlook the long-run effect. Then the consequence is very, very detrimental to ourselves and to the planet, just like what we are facing right now. People must be more aware of our dire situation and that everyone's responsible action does help to minimize or stop global warming. We should act fast. Be fast, go green, when possible. That's all we have to do. Be fast, go green.
Save our planet. Space tourist creates water-conserving message for Earth. During his journey to the International Space Station, Canadian billionaire Guy Laliberté, founder and president of the renowned Cirque du Soleil, recorded a show that is now being broadcast online about his charity One Drop Foundation and its goal of water conservation. Calling the program Poetic Social Mission, Mr. La Liberté said he believed that an artistic message about this valued resource would complement the information being provided by scientists. Among the distinguished participants joining Poetic Social Mission were Nobel laureate and former US Vice President Al Gore, Dr. David Suzuki, musical group U2, Shakira, actress Salma Hayek, and other noted personalities. Mr. Guy La Liberté, we laud you for your noble efforts to conserve Earth's precious resources through an artistic awakening. May your mission be abundantly successful with God's grace.
Save our planet. Germany receives top honours at 2009 Solar Decathlon. The team from the Technical University of Darmstadt in Hessen earned its second consecutive first place in the international competition in which participants designed and built a completely solar-powered home. Hosted by the US Department of Energy at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., the biennial event's participants included 20 college and university groups from 5 countries. With photovoltaic panels that covered most of the cube-shaped exterior, the German team's winning design could supply more than twice its needed energy. Hats off and a big bravo, Technical University of Darmstadt, for your innovative, eco-friendly home. Wishing that such sustainable housing is soon the norm for societies across the globe.
Save our planet. The World Wildlife Fund Canada, or WWF, examines 10 Canadian rivers and finds that factors such as global warming, hydroelectric dam construction, and increased water use is placing them at extreme risk of drying up.
Save our planet. Concluding the PowerShift 2009 summit, over 150 young people participate in a flash dance at the Jubilee Gardens in London, United Kingdom, to show their support for immediate action to halt climate change.
Save our planet. In southern Kenya, the Maasai community in the Kajiado area faces food shortages due to 3 consecutive years of climate-related drought.
Save our planet. The Finnish government announces plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 80% by 2050, with a practical long-term goal of zero emissions from road transportation and energy.
Hello, it's me, Laffy the Saola. I love my plant-based diet. I have a tip about sharing information to safeguard our ecosphere with the vegan solution. Whenever you go out, take SOS flyers and offer to people you see. SOS flyers are designed by Supreme Master Qinghai and can be downloaded free of charge at www.suprememastertv.com/print. If you talk to someone who is already vegan, you can ask if she or he would like some flyers to give to friends. Together, we can preserve this precious earth. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around our beautiful globe.
In world news, Iraq and Jordan reaffirm economic relationship. Jordan's Prime Minister, His Excellency Mr. Nader Dehebi, and Iraqi Prime Minister, His Excellency Mr. Nouri El-Maliki, agreed to set up a free trade zone between the two nations.
Our thankfulness, Your Excellencies, Mr. Nedir Dehebi and Mr. Nuri El-Maliki, for working together to achieve mutual benefits. May the increased collaboration help to ensure stability, peace, and joy for all Iraqi and Jordanian people.
In environmental news, young people call for climate change action at a gathering in South Korea. At the week-long UN Environment Programme Tunza International Children and Youth Conference in Taejeon, more than 800 environmental activists between the ages of 10 and 24 came from 110 countries. Participants urged world leaders to agree to substantially reduce greenhouse gas emissions at the December UN Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark.
We need the governments to sign a global climate treaty that is ambitious, fair and binding. It's not enough just to sign any deal at all. It also has to be a good deal that safeguards the survival of all countries and peoples for the future. Be veg, go green and save the planet.
Our heartfelt appreciation, United Nations Environment Programme, for organising this outstanding event to listen to the wise voices of the youth. May all nations be a part of protecting future generations by adopting a vegan lifestyle. Up next on Noteworthy News, inmates help maintain an animal shelter in the USA. We'll take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More heartwarming news soon, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, hopeful news for a contented world. In animal welfare news, inmates in the USA help operate a refuge for animals. They assist in cleaning kennels, feeding and caring for cats, canines, and others at the Osceola County Animal Shelter in Florida. 6 to 8 persons take part at a time, which has enabled the facility to stay open. Our sincere thanks, devoted helpers, for your good work. May all of our precious animal friends be given the opportunity to share their unconditional love and loyalty with a sweet human family.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Estonian, entitled Phone Repair.
Mu sõbral oli tavaks kasutada bensiinijaama juures olnud tasulist telefoni. Ta oli täitsa masendunud, kui ühel heal päeval läks telefon rikki. Korduvate märkuste peale, et telefon vajab parandamist, anti vaid lubadusi. Sest ta teatas ühel päeval telefoni firmale, et neil polegi enam vaja siia kiirustada. Telefon pidavad nüüd korras olema, ainult et masin annab peale iga kõnet kogu raha tagasi. No sellise uudise peale saabus parandusmees tunni aja jooksul kohale.
And now for our viewers' heartlines about Tibetan Buddhism, 60 Songs of Milarepa, on Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television.
Thank you for adding these songs of Milarepa. It has changed my life. Mr. Yoga from Canada.
Just perfect. Thanks for posting. Isaac from Sweden.
Spiritual viewers, thank you for your comments. Milarepa was a great enlightened master whose songs have elevated many. We pray our planet continues to be a welcoming place for illuminated sages to visit. Please help to ensure this by sharing the vegan solution to save our Earth with heaven's light and love.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Hoşça kalın, which means goodbye in Turkish.
May the Providence shower peace and happiness upon you and yours.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visits Tatarstan, commending President Mintima Shamiev for his country's successes in fostering understanding among Islamic and Christian residents.
Kuwait's parliament has approved constitutional amendments that now give employed women with children allowances, along with fully paid 70-day maternity leaves and proposal for women's further development and training.
Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa arrives in Venezuela to review bilateral projects and agreements with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez in the fields of energy, science, tourism, and technology.
A space probe from the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, has been exploring the outer edges of the solar system to help scientists map this little-known region.
Signalling a further advancement in diplomatic relations, Formosa, or Taiwan, and China have agreed to station tourism envoys in each other's countries by the end of 2009.
To protect public health, Louisville Metro Parks in Kentucky, USA, is advising the public to avoid consuming fish from all lakes and ponds of the area due to the presence of cancer-causing dioxins.
During a cabinet meeting, Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen asked government officials and relevant ministries to work together to restore the infrastructures and housing damaged by the recent Typhoon Ketsana.
In an effort to get children to eat more fruits and vegetables, Rochester Public Schools in Minnesota, USA, offer more vegetarian lunch options this school year, along with a separate menu for vegetarian students.
A 100-year-old athlete, Australian Ruth Frith, wins a gold medal at the World Masters Games in Sydney, Australia, after setting a new record in the shot put event with her 4.07-meter throw.
Mexico City, Mexico holds her 9th International Book Fair to celebrate Latin American literature and pay respect to Uruguayan writer Mario Benedetti.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.